So Welcome to Timmins Night is happening next week. It's kind of a big deal because it's an in-person event. Is this going to be setting a precedent for more in-person events this year in Timmins?
Well, let's hope so. We're all very, very cautiously optimistic that the worst of COVID-19 is past. Unfortunately, we haven't reached the vaccination rates that we had wanted. I think in Timmins South right now, for those that have got two doses, it's just under 70%, 69.7%. So obviously we've got another push on to ensure that we get up to that 80% threshold, which the province is set as a standard that we to move on with our lives, basically. So let's hope this is the start of something that indicates that we're getting back to normal. But for this to be permanent, we absolutely have to get our second doses up to that 80% range. And right now we're at 16.97%. That's last week. That's yesterday's figures, but they're based on last week's numbers. So come on, folks, let's get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Recently at City Council, it was also announced that city workers are going to be trained in Indigenous awareness. What's that going to look like, and what were some of the goals for that?
Well, I mean, within the city of Timmins, this Indigenous training is something that's been initiated, but it's not new. For instance, I was 6 years as on the board of Northern College. There, 4 of those years, I was on the board, and the last 2 years, I was chairman of the board. And I went through Indigenous training twice, actually. Once as a new inductee to the board, and then because it's conducted every few years, a second time. The earliest experience I had with that was back with Foster Dome, and that was with the earliest days with the Muscle Agreements, Muscle White Mine Agreements that we had in place. So yes, it's one of the recommendations that results of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. So yes, it's a very positive step that's based on education, so that, as I said, from the beginning, one of the things, of course, that's imperative if we're going to have full reconciliation with Indigenous peoples is education. We have to find out collectively what our history is.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think this is a, I think it's fantastic. I think the people that take it will enjoy the course, and it'll be educational.